10 minutes away from 8 a.m. Again, it's time to catch up with Dan Zirp on RagBri, brought to you by the Bicycle Station. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
Not too bad. Now, today is 86 miles, Carroll to Ames. Is that the longest trek so far in RagBri?
Well, that'll be the longest day of the week. And then today is also the day that they'll have an accessory loop if you want to ride a century day. And I think they put you around 105 miles on the day if you decide to do the loop.
I can't imagine anybody's going to decide to do that with this heat.
I think you'd be surprised. There are lots and lots and lots of people that look forward to doing that accessory ride every year. In fact, there's people that I was talking to, a guy, he tries to make every single day of RagBri into a 100-mile day by going off-route and adding his own miles. So he's very ambitious.
I would say so. What about Dan Zirp? Is he going to be doing this?
Well, I've done it before, and I'm planning to do it. We feel good. The first day was a tough day, but we knew it was going to be tough. Yesterday was a shorter day and a good day of recovery, and we all feel really great. So, this morning after about 15 miles, I'm ready to take on the century mile day. Let's go.
All right. Very, very, very good. Now, Dan, do you guys have like kind of a routine that you get into for the day?
Oh, I suppose. It seems like no matter how early we get up, we can't get on the road before about 6:30. But we do have our morning routine, and we all pack up and try to make stuff as easy as possible on our driver. And so it's a good teamwork effort to get on the road, make sure everybody's got plenty of fluids, make sure everybody's, you know, consider if they want to put the extra electrolytes for their hydration packs and things like that in their drink, sunscreen, all that stuff. Once we're on the road, I think it's just kind of a routine of communication. We know how each other ride. We know what, you know, each other's interests are. So if I see a coffee shop and I know my friend might want a cup of coffee, then usually I'll pull over, even if I'm going first.
All right. Very good. Now, I happened to be in Solon one year when they were riding through the town. It's quite an experience for the people in the town. But what about the riders? As you're going through these small towns, what's that like, Dan?
Well, it's you know, quite honestly, it's just such a volume of people. So it does get kind of backlogged. You have to walk. You have to slow down. You're off your bike. And so the beauty of that is it does give you the time to look around and see the smiles on people's faces, both the riders that are coming to the town for the first time and the people that are hosting us. A little bit of, you know, more interaction because of that pace, because everybody has to slow down. It gives you a lot more time to say, oh, wait, hey, the Boy Scouts are selling burritos. I better go buy a burrito real quick, which is what I did just before I got off my bike to take the phone call here this morning.
So now, do you bring money with you? Do you stop at an ATM? How does that work?
We all try to be prepared before the ride, so that we don't have to worry about ATMs. Like I said, with this many people, you don't really want to depend on services if you can help it. Try to be prepared for everything ourselves so that we're not placing a, you know, burden other than just bringing, you know, the money for some purchases of food and drink and things like that. You know, if there's souvenirs and items that we want to take home, that's certainly an option. Although we're all riding pretty light and don't have much luggage on our bikes, so at this point, probably have to go to the post office, put it in a package, and send it in the mail.
All right, very good. Hey, Dan, before we let you go, and thank you so much for your time again throughout the course of this week, you're going to be in Ames this evening. Now, that's a little larger community. Do you expect a little more entertainment or more things going on as you get into Ames?
Well, I think that there'll be just as great an entertainment. I know there's going to be live music again tonight. Last night we had Pork Tornadoes, and that's a really fun, entertaining show. So we're always having great entertainment along the route on RagBri. I love Ames because I, you know, went to school there at Iowa State, so it's always fun to be back in campus town and to do a little exploring. And I'm excited that they're going to have part of the ride go through Jack Trice Stadium, as I understand it. So that'll be fun. And then, of course, for all the Hawkeye fans, there's a ride. I understand there's going to be a ride there at Kinnick.
Okay, yeah.
Kinnick on the last day also as we leave Coralville. So, you know, something for everybody this year.
Again, it is the 50th anniversary, right?
Yep, that's correct.
That is amazing. Hey, Dan, again, thank you so much for your time. You be careful out there, and we'll talk to you tomorrow about that century ride of yours, okay?
All right. Sounds good, Gary. Talk to you then.
Dan Zirp again on RagBri for us, courtesy of the Bicycle Station. Are you looking for an e-bike? The Bicycle Station has e-bikes. In fact, the Bicycle Station in the Lyons neighborhood has new bikes in stock for the whole family. Bicycle Station also features service, bicycle parts, and a great variety of accessories, including apparel and helmets, to make the ride more enjoyable. The Bicycle Station, with name brand bikes, service, and the accessories you require. See them at 218 Main Avenue in the Lyons neighborhood, Clinton.